internet. Mike here, and apparently it's time for the Real Geeks to call out another film studio. We recently released a video where we basically took Sony Pictures to task for their decisions over the years with Spider-Man, the Spider-Verse, which they're somehow still going to do without Spidey, but okay. And with recent events, it's interesting because it's like, as we recorded that video, I swear, Warner Brothers went, we haven't fucked up the DC Universe in a while. How can we screw this franchise up even further? And then the Hollywood Reporter chimed in, and it was downhill from there. So get comfortable, kids. I'm gonna try to kind of lay out the recent controversy regarding Henry Cavill's Superman, what actually happened, what's like fact and fan speculation, and my take on the whole thing. So basically, September 12th, The Hollywood Reporter puts out an article that says Henry Cavill is out as Superman. And that's based solely on this. And also they did say that apparently Ben Affleck is also out as Batman. And as disappointing as that is, let's be honest, the guy is A, slumming it with the DC films, B, going into rehab. We've known that Ben Affleck was at some point getting the heck out for over a year. So Cavill, they wanted Henry Cavill to come in and do a cameo appearance in Shazam, which makes a lot of sense because, especially if Ben Affleck is really not available, Henry Cavill is basically going to be the one that they would want to come in as the DCEU's equivalent to Iron Man. Like, he's the guy that shows up in the other films and kind of connects everything together. That's actually smart. I can't believe I'm saying this about the DCEU, but here we are. So, once again, the problem becomes Mission Impossible Fallout. Because what actually happened was Cavill wasn't able to do the Shazam cameo because at that point he was still busy filming Mission Impossible 6. So, apparently, the most powerful enemy the Cinematic Justice League has faced to date and has been unable to defeat was not Steppenwolf, it was Ethan Hunt. Because as we all remember, this is twice the Mission Impossible franchise has seriously screwed up the DC films. So Cavill couldn't do that cameo, and somehow, I have the article right in front of me here, and I still don't understand how this works. But somehow they've tacked on that negotiations broke down for that cameo, and that somehow means the door is now closing on other potential Superman appearances. And at this point, of course, the internet just lost its goddamn mind, because it's the internet, it's what we do. You also want to remember here that no one has actually said Henry Cavill is done. Depending on the article you read, Cavill has left the DC Universe, or Cavill was let go from the DC Universe. And that's problem number one, because it's still not clear what's actually going on. And then the statements from the involved parties start coming out. Now, first and foremost, here's the statement from Danny Garcia, who is Henry Cavill's agent, and I'm loving this because she's also The Rock's ex-wife, so there's something about Black Adam's ex-wife representing Superman that is just funny to me. And so she said, quote, "Be peaceful, the cape is still in his closet. At WB Pictures has been and continues to be our partners as they evolve the DC Universe. Anticipate a WB statement later today." So, essentially, as far as she knows, right now, Henry Cavill is still Superman. Honestly, that's as far as really anyone knows for sure. Here's the Warner Brothers statement, or as I call it, fuck up number one. Quote, We have a great relationship and great respect for Henry Cavill that continues to remain unchanged. Additionally, we have made no current decisions regarding any upcoming Superman films. Now, that's actually 100% true. They haven't. The thing is, the Warner Brothers statement doesn't actually say a damn thing. And during a period where your fandom, your customers, whatever you want to call us, really need some information because we're rather concerned, this is not the time to say nothing. Now, last but not least, Henry Cavill himself took to Instagram and I don't know what the fuck this is, but I love all 25 seconds of it. So here, take a look and just interpret as you will. For my part, things like the fact that he's lifting up the Superman action figure, the Krypton lifting team shirt, it all seems to say that as far as he knows, he's staying as Superman, or he at least wants to. And frankly, I want him to, because, okay, no, Henry Cavill may not be the best actor, but the Superman problems in the Warner Brothers franchise are not his fault. This man has demonstrated in interview after interview that he has far more of an understanding of the Superman character than anyone behind the camera at Warner Brothers, and it took them 3 films to finally let Henry Cavill be Superman. Because as derided as the film was, Justice League was the first time we actually got Superman, the last son of Krypton, and not Super Bat, the last Dark Knight of Krypton. Because, let's be honest, Man of Steel and Batman v Superman were both, like, Batman versus Kryptonian Batman. And no, that doesn't work. Just for good measure, reports started coming out as to who Warner Brothers was looking at to replace Superman, Henry Cavill as Superman, rather. And, folks, don't believe any of these reports at all. And here's my reasoning. There is no way in hell that a studio has just said, we have made no current decisions regarding any upcoming Superman films, and is then already casting for the next film. And in addition to that, here's who they're who they are allegedly looking at. Michael B. Jordan. I have the utmost respect for Michael B. Jordan as an actor. His turn as Killmonger in Black Panther was a thing of beauty. He's not playing Superman. Number one, this man is smart enough to know to stay the hell away from the DCEU right now. Number two, yes, there was the Superman of Earth 2 is black. Yes, there have been black Kryptonians who they could use as a Superman type character. No one in the general movie going audience has any idea who these other Supermen are. If you say Superman to the average person on the street, there's one name that comes to mind and one name only, and that's Clark Kent, who is not black. And as much as I have, there are scenarios where I have no problem changing the race of a character, like say casting Michael Clark Duncan as the Kingpin in the Ben Affleck Daredevil, which, I'll be honest, I kind of like that movie. That I had no problem with because I found out that they did that because they didn't want to have to CG the Kingpin. And then, of course, Vincent D'Onofrio later came along and showed them how it's done. So, basically, everyone's assuming that Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck are both gone. Ben Affleck, I don't think we're going to see that solo Batman anytime soon. Whenever we do, I don't think it's going to be him. I've seen photoshops suggesting John Hamm for the role, and I look at this image, I'm going, I can see where y'all are coming from, and he probably could use this kind of a franchise far more than Ben Affleck does. Because again, from the moment he was cast, Ben Affleck was just slumming it. Henry Cavill, logically, no, he's sticking around. Yes, Warner Brothers is currently focusing on a Supergirl film, the Green Lantern Corps, and so on and so forth. Because of course they are. They're trying to build a cinematic universe. They need to get more franchises going. Supergirl coming in does not mean Henry Cavill is completely done. You probably won't see him specifically in that film. Again, maybe a cameo in the end, but... And Henry Cavill, I don't think, is exactly so old as an actor that they have to replace him as Superman immediately. Apparently, an executive at Warner Brothers said... executive, according to the Hollywood Reporter, I basically mean anonymous source, so immediate grain of salt. Quote, Superman is like James Bond, and after a certain run, you have to look at new actors. Maybe, but they don't restart the franchise every time they cast a new actor as James Bond. And with the Bond franchise being over 50 years old at this point, we're used to that. That's not how they've been doing it with DC characters ever. In closing, and if there's anything here where you're still lost, feel free to leave a comment and I'll see if I can lay it out for you. Ben Affleck, odds are, gone. Disappointing, because frankly, when they wrote him properly, he was a good Batman, he was a good Bruce Wayne, and was frankly the first actor that I've seen do both well. Henry Cavill, I don't think we're going to see him as Superman for a while, but odds are... Yeah, I don't think he's quite done yet. And if he is, Warner Brothers, seriously, what the hell? Just stop the DCEU entirely, because if you can't even keep your core three, this thing is screwed. It's just that simple. There's nobody right now, I think, who could do a better job as Superman than Henry Cavill. This is the character he wants. This is a character he understands, and this is a character that when they let him do it, he can do it well. So with that, I'm going to sign off, go take some decongestants, because, yeah, it's just not terribly pleasant being me right now, but please, Warner Brothers, for the love of God, don't actually get rid of Henry Cavill. Him and Gal Gadot might be two of the best things you have. So on that note, until next time, folks.